Israel's Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the military must start drafting ultra-Orthodox men for compulsory service.
This landmark decision could jeopardize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition as Israel continues its conflict with Hamas in Gaza. The historic ruling ends a decades-old system that granted ultra-Orthodox men broad exemptions from military service. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
An aid agency issued a crisis alert for war-torn Sudan, criticizing the international community for failing to address the civil war that has persisted for over a year.
The International Rescue Committee warned of an impending famine and stated that the lack of a political solution has left Sudan on the brink of a catastrophe of historic scale. The world is not watching us. We are heading for famine, massive loss of life, and a failed state, said the IRC's country director for Sudan, Yetizaz Yusuf. Chris Anderson reporting.
Chaos erupted outside the Parliament of Kenya as police used live ammunition and tear gas on young protesters amid demonstrations against proposed tax hikes.
Protesters overwhelmed police, breached part of the Parliament building in Nairobi, and started a fire. At least five people were shot and killed while assisting the injured, according to a joint statement from Amnesty International and other organizations, which also reported 31 people wounded. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Two courts issued temporary injunctions against the Biden administration's flagship student loan repayment plan.
U.S. District Judge Daniel D. Crabtree in Kansas placed an injunction on the next phase of the SAVE program, which was set to take effect on July 1st. This included a major overhaul that would have halved many borrowers' payments starting next month. U.S. District Judge John A. Ross in Missouri also blocked the SAVE plan. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A multi-faith group of Louisiana families with children in public schools is suing to challenge Louisiana's new law requiring all public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments.
HB 71 mandates that public schools, from kindergarten to the collegiate level, display the Ten Commandments, a religious set of rules from the Old Testament, in every classroom on a poster or framed document that is at least 11 inches by 14 inches. The lawsuit, filed in federal court, argues that the law violates U.S. Supreme Court precedent. Liam White reporting.
Federal investigators confirmed that a hot rail car wheel bearing sparked a fire and caused the massive derailment of a Norfolk Southern train.
In its final report on the February 3, 2023 crash, the National Transportation Safety Board concluded that the crash, which caused the evacuation of more than 2,000 residents and endangered the lives of first responders, could have been avoided. Investigators cited a series of missteps, faulty track sensors, and delayed communications as contributing factors. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The city of Detroit is moving to ban gas stations from locking people inside the store a year after a man was fatally shot during an argument with another customer.
Police said a clerk's decision to lock the door while he was safely behind protective glass contributed to the shooting. An ordinance approved Tuesday by the Detroit City Council would make it illegal for employees to remotely lock the door. It would apply to businesses where workers are protected by glass. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Crews have completed a temporary route around a landslide that closed a vital road for thousands of workers in a western Wyoming resort town.
Wyoming Department of Transportation officials aim to reopen Wyoming Highway 22 by Friday. The road over Teton Pass near the Idaho state line has been closed since the landslide sent both lanes crashing into a deep ravine on June 8th. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.